In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Today, the 7th of May, I received Holy Communion for the first time in the 50s. The 7th of May. But today is also the National Day of Prayer. I'm going to give you the scripture that we're supposed to pray. It's from 1 Kings 8:28. "Yet have you respect for the prayer of your servant," Solomon is saying, "and to his supplication. O Lord my God, hearken unto the cry, to the prayer which your servant prays before thee today." Father, in the name of Jesus, that our prayer might go before the throne of God for this nation, that our prayer would cause there to be repentance from killing children, that our prayer would have an influence in people's lives, a mighty influence. Father, we want to pray today in the name of Jesus for the power of the Spirit to come upon this nation. Father, we do not need nice talk. We need the Holy Spirit that would come upon this nation. We need that the Spirit of God would do in us, in this nation, what the Spirit of God did in the first church. We need that Holy Spirit. We need the mighty Spirit that will glorify Jesus in this land. We need that Spirit that will proclaim the cross, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Oh yes, we need that Spirit that will proclaim that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the wonderful gift of God, so that we can do the ministry that He calls us to. Father, pour out your Holy Spirit upon this land. "Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication. O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry of the prayer which your servant prays before thee this day for the nation." Oh yes, for the nation. Oh Jesus, this nation was given to us so many years ago, and we have taken it back from you. Father, forgive us, for we know not what we've done. Father, let there be freedom again. Let there be the freedom that you want for the children of God. For the scripture says, "For Christ has set you free. Do not cleave to a yoke of being unfree." Today, we pray for the nation. We pray that in the name of Jesus, the nation will be flooded with the gift of the Holy Spirit, that the nation would be flooded with the power of God, that the nation would be flooded with the Word of God. Oh yes, that we are your children. We are your children. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall later be has not yet come to light. But when it comes to light, we shall be like Him. Why? Because we shall see Him as He is. Prayer for the nation. Almighty God, you have given us this wonderful land for our heritage. We humbly ask you that we may always prove ourselves to be a people mindful of your grace and glad to do your will. Bless our land with honorable endeavor, sound learning, pure manners. Save us from violence, from discord, from confusion. Save us from pride and arrogance. And save us from every evil way. Save us from the destruction of children that we have done, that their blood cries out to you, O God, for mercy or for vengeance. Defend our liberties, Lord, and fashion into one united people the multitude brought here out of many nations and tongues, yes, a one people under the banner of the cross, a one people under the blood of Jesus. Endow us with the spirit of wisdom, those to whom in your name we entrust the authority of the government, that there may be justice and peace at home, and that through obedience to your law we may show forth your praise among the nations of the earth. O God, help us to put Jesus Christ on the throne of our hearts and on the throne of the nation, that you would hearken to our prayer today, that this nation would be filled with the Holy Spirit and the power of God. O God, we need a revival. We need that you would come with your holy presence and cause there to be revival. Lord, we cannot live the way we're living without the manifestation of the presence of God in our midst. O God, shake up the heavens and the earth and cause there to be revival in Boston, revival in New York, revival in Los Angeles, revival in the United States of America. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We humbly ask you that we may always prove ourselves to be mindful of your grace and glad to do your will. Yes, Lord. And your will is above our will as far as the heavens are above the earth. O God, give us a time of revival. Give us a time of prosperity. Fill our hearts with gratitude. And in the day of trouble, do not allow us to trust in anything but you. We ask all this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Father, we praise you and bless you that you have given us this land, this beautiful land, from sea to sea, from sea to shining sea, this beautiful land, this land that you want us to use for the glory of God, that our laws would be for the glory of God. We need revival, Lord. We need that you would come in your presence and do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. We cannot create revival. We cannot create the move of God. Oh God, listen to the prayer of your people as you listen to the prayer of the Israelites in Egypt. Father, your people cry out for you to move on this land, for you to do what only you could do. Father, hear the prayers of your people. We praise you and we bless you. We worship you and we glorify you. Prayer to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Heart of Jesus, inflamed with love for this nation, have mercy on this nation. Heart of Jesus, source of justice and love, have mercy on this nation. Heart of Jesus, treasure house of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, have mercy on this nation. Heart of Jesus, in whom dwells the fullness of the Godhead, have mercy on this nation. Jesus, gentle and humble of heart, touch this nation with your presence and make us like your own. O God, let there be the preaching of the gospel in season and out of season, preaching of the cross in season and out of season, that Jesus Christ would be praised in our midst, that Jesus Christ would be praised in our midst. Lord, we have taken back our country. We have done abortions. Over 60 million children have been killed. And how many women have been scourged because of abortion? Father, heal the women by the power of the cross. Heal the women. I don't care if they did it on purpose. Let them come before the throne of God asking for your mercy. But not only do we ask you that you would end abortion in our country, but when people get old, that they would be taken care of, that they would have advocates to care for them. Because, Lord, when you're old, people don't want you. They don't want you. They just don't care because you're old and you've lived your life. But Jesus, you love all people, young and old. You want us to have respect for life from natural birth or from conception until the time of natural death. Soul of Christ, sanctify us and sanctify this nation. Body of Christ, save us and save this nation. Blood of Christ, fill us with love and fill the nation with love. Water from the side of Christ, wash this nation pure. Passion of Christ, strengthen this nation. Good Jesus, hear us. Within your wounds, hide this nation. Never let us be parted from you. From the evil enemy, protect this nation. From the evil enemy, protect this nation. At the hour of our death, call us to yourself and tell us to come to you. And with your saints, I would praise you through all eternity. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on this nation. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on this nation. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on this nation. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we honor you, we adore you, we love you. We pray to you, O Lord, almighty and eternal God, who through Jesus Christ have revealed your glory to this nation, to preserve the works of your mercy, that your church would spread through the whole world the gospel of Jesus Christ, and may continue with unchanging faith in the confession of the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, we praise you, we bless you. Again, we ask you, Lord, to hear the prayer of your people today as you heard the prayer of the Israelites in Egypt. We ask you today to give us renewed hope and renewed faith in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. We need to be reconciled to the Father through the blood of Jesus. We need to give our nation back to you because you were the one that this nation was formed for. Our founding fathers and mothers formed a nation, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Yes, liberty and justice for all. Not only the rich, not only the poor, but for all. From the womb to the tomb. Yes, liberty and justice for all. Lord God, raise up men and women to do your work that will go into the vineyard and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh God, we need people that will be untiring proclaiming Jesus, proclaiming his cross, proclaiming his resurrection. Oh God, raise up men and women to do this work. Baptize the nation in the Holy Spirit. Give us new resolve to give our life to you, to give our life to glorious God and Father. We are your people in this nation. We are embraced by your mercy. We are embraced by your love. We are embraced by your kindness. We thank you for the presence of God that is with us throughout all time. Father, let us feel your presence in this nation. Create us anew through Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. Create this nation anew through Jesus Christ, your Son. Liberate this nation that all that keeps us from you. Send your wonderful Holy Spirit. Enable us to share in the gospel work of recreating our world and restoring justice through the blood of the Lamb. Heal this nation from every form of sin, from every form of violence. Transform this nation to live your word more profoundly. Reconcile this nation so enemies become friends. Awaken us to the sacred. Nurture our relationships. Oh yes, awaken this nation to the sacred. Awaken this nation to the presence of God. Awaken this nation to the power of the Holy Spirit. Awaken us to the sacred. Nurture our relationships. Enliven our parishes with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let the power of the Spirit come upon our parishes, and let the power of the Spirit come upon our families. Let the power of the Spirit come upon our nation. Fill this nation with the glory of God. Fill this nation with joy. Fill this nation that we would celebrate the fullness of your life eternal. Empower this nation to be a community of God's love, growing in our likeness by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh yes, that with this community of love would grow in the likeness of Christ, that the nation would grow in the likeness of Christ. We need Jesus. Today we need him more than we needed him 50 years ago. We need Jesus. We need Jesus. We need Jesus. Father, hear the prayers of your family today throughout the United States that cry out to you. Hear the prayers and shake us. Shake us. You promise you're going to shake the nations, but shake us into your arms. Shake us into your presence. Shake us into the glory of God. Shake us, Lord. Shake us, Lord. Shake us, Lord. Turn us upside down if you have to. But Lord, let us turn our whole life to you, that this nation would give everything to you. Father, we praise you and bless you and worship you. We glorify you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Again, I'll read 1 Kings 8:28. Yet have respect unto the prayer of your servant, and this supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which your servant prays before thee today. Oh yes, people throughout the world or throughout the nation are praying for the outpouring of the Spirit, are praying that Jesus Christ would be exalted, are praying that people would accept him as Lord and Savior, as praying that people would be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Father, pour out your Spirit upon your people. Do what nobody else could do. This is what we ask you, Lord. We ask you to do what no one else could do on this National Day of Prayer. Father, we love you. We love you. We love you. Jesus, we love you. We love you. We love you. Lord, I'm going to pray an act of contrition for me and for this nation. Oh my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee. I detest all my sins because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell. But most of all, Lord, because they have offended thee, my God, who art all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of your grace, to confess my sins, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to amend my life. Amen. Our Savior Jesus Christ suffered and died for this nation. In his name may God have mercy not only on us, but on this whole nation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That again the people in the church would be singing, hallelujah, God is active. God is doing things that only God can do. God is healing the sick. God is opening the eyes of the blind. We pray today, especially for May, that she would be touched in her eyes, that the blood would stop, and that she would see again in the name of Jesus. Father, all of our eyes need to be purified so that we would look upon things that are holy and not things that are base. Have mercy on this nation that has allowed pornography to dwell in our land. Have mercy upon this nation that doesn't call upon the name of Jesus, that our president says this is not a Christian country. Lord Jesus Christ, this country was formed on you. This country was formed on the cross. This country was formed on the resurrection. This country is your country. We have taken it back from you, Lord. Forgive us, O God, for our trespasses. Forgive us for wanting to be in control. Forgive us, Lord, because without you we have nothing and we can do nothing. Forgive us, Lord, for all that we have not done and for all that we have done to dirty your name. Lord God, again we remember what happens in the womb. Every day they're killing children. Every day your children are being led to slaughter. They are being burned alive. Have mercy upon us, O God. 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 Lord, make this nation an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let this nation sow love in the Holy Spirit. Where there is injury, let this nation pardon people. Where there is doubt, let this nation have great faith in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Where there is despair, give this nation hope. Where there is darkness, give this nation light. Where there is sadness, give this nation joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. O Divine Master, grant that this nation may not so much seek to be consoled as to console people, to be understood as to understand people, to be loved so as to love people. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that this nation will be pardoned, and it is in dying that this nation will be born to eternal life. Amen, amen, amen. We pray for the Church of God, that she would be that light shining in the darkness. We pray for the Church of God throughout the nation, all churches, Catholic, Protestant, Orthodox, non-denominational, that the church would be light to the nations, that the church would be salt to the nations, that the church would be power to the nations. Oh God, again I say, let there be revival in the nations. Let God arise. Let all of his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let the pulpits be filled with the praise and glory of God. Oh, let God arise. Let all of his enemies be scattered. Father, we praise you and bless you and worship you that you have heard our prayer and that you will hear all the prayers of your people today. Oh God, your nation cries out to you, cries out to you. Hear the sound of the nation. Hear the sound of the nation. God of life and love, you have created man and woman in your image, and you have sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to bring us life. Instill in this nation a respect for all life, from conception to natural death. Empower us to work for the poor and to preach the gospel to them and to feed them if they're not fed, to nourish us that we may bring food to the hungry. We do that on Saturday. But touch them in their hearts, Lord. Inspire this nation to cherish the fragile life of the unborn. Strengthen this nation to bring comfort to the chronically ill. Teach this nation to treat the aged with dignity and respect. Bring us one day into the glory of everlasting life. We ask this through the Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Again, I pray the Anima Christi. Soul of Christ, sanctify this nation. Body of Christ, save this nation. blood of Christ, fill this nation with love. Water from the side of Christ, wash this nation clean. Passion of Christ, strengthen this nation. O good Jesus, hear the prayers of your faithful today. Within your wounds, hide this nation. O God, that we would be hidden in the wounds of Jesus Christ. At the hour, let us never be parted from you. From the evil enemy, protect this nation. At the hour of our death, call us to yourself and tell us to come to you, that with your saints we may praise you throughout all eternity. Amen. Amen. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. For the rest of the day, people, pray for revival, that God would turn this nation back to himself and that we would know the glory of his presence throughout the United States. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.